A group of oyster and clam farmers on Prince of Wales Island have formed a cooperative. The cooperative plans to take over operation of Knockety Shellfish Nursery and would eventually manage a shellfish processing facility the community hopes to construct in the future. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has this report.
The Alaska Oyster Cooperative officially took root on November 19th when a six-member board of directors approved the group's articles of incorporation. The interim board consists of oyster and clam farmers from Prince of Wales Island. Oyster farmer and interim board president Eric Wyatt says the cooperative is meant to help the fledgling industry get off the ground.
We can't even get into markets that are larger and potentially as profitable or more profitable, unless you've got a degree of volume and consistency. And so it's a hard thing to, first, people have to convince themselves that we're actually not competing, that we're going to realize a lot more by working together.
Wyatt says the formation of the cooperative has already begun to pay off for participating farmers.
In the end, we want to grow as much high-quality product as we can, and that means there's probably several, but a limited number of ways that really work best. And if we can figure that out and maybe have equipment that's in common, everybody's going to benefit from that.
In the short term, the cooperative plans to take over operation of a shellfish nursery owned by the community of Knockety. Wyatt says a nursery imports seeds and grows them to a plantable size. The cooperative is also hoping to lease and manage a proposed community shellfish processing facility. Wyatt says the community of Knockety recently completed a feasibility study for the facility. The project is estimated to cost over $1 million. Wyatt says the community is hoping to secure state and federal money to build the facility. He says the processing plant would be a tremendous help for farmers who are currently doing their own processing.
At this point, every farm has to have its own certified shellfish shipping facility, a little processor. So if we could have a regional one, I mean, that's large enough to handle all the product, we're going to see some economies of scale, and it's going to make the entry cost for new farmers a lot less.
Right now, there are around a dozen current or potential oyster farmers in the Knockety area. Wyatt is hoping the cooperative and the proposed shellfish processing facility will help attract additional farmers to the industry. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.